shared custody and co-parenting. Let's differentiate them a bit. Let's just speak on these briefly. We hear these words quite often in family cases. Shared custody, co-parenting, what is that? I'm not going to hit a whole lot on it, but here's what you need to know about shared custody and co-parenting. A parent can voluntarily enter into an agreement with a non-parent that allows the non-parent some measure of custody of the parent's child. Just remember the previous discussion we had about not infringing on the parents' constitutional right to rear their children, right? And but they can agree with someone else, a third person, to take some of these roles. So it's this case we saw. Had they spoken, probably Mrs. Ford could have gotten an agreement. The arrangement is also called co-parenting. The shared responsibility by the two adults to raise a child, that is regardless of the marital status or sexual orientation of the adult. We also see co-parenting being referred to communication and cooperation by separating parents on the raising of their children. The parties divorce, and may have been some issues. The parties can then agree on co-parenting, meaning as far as how they're going to communicate, how they're going to equal responsibility in all areas, but how they're going to parent together to make sure that, for instance, the 50-50 each parent has equal weight in the decision. Co-parenting, but that can also be done with non-parents, but it would have to be in agreement. They can agree of that fit parent.